that is Hawk Nelson, The Only Thing I Have Left. It's very good. I like that. That was from GodTube. It was sent to us because we requested people to send in music to start the show with from Fred. So thank you very much, Fred.
Cool. That was quiet.
What?
You know what I've been listening to this week?
What have you been listening to this week?
Helen's Pure Energy.
That kid's CD?
365. Oi. I dropped her off at school today, and I was driving back home, and I'm going.
You're just jamming to it?
I'm like, why am I still listening to this?
Because it's good. Because it's catchy. Because it's addictive.
I wouldn't say it's good.
Because it's sugary.
Yeah.
It's sugary sweet pop.
Yeah.
It's like a bubble gum.
And you know what remake they did on it?
Tootsie Roll Pop.
You know what remake they did on it?
Yeah.
It's a Christian kids band.
They did.
They did Footloose.
Oh yeah, Footloose.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like the first version better.
I don't.
You don't like any of them.
That was
your anti-Footloose.
That was my least favorite Kenny Loggins song ever.
It was a great movie. I mean, come on, Kevin Bacon, really?
I challenge Ren. You.
He was Ren.
Okay,
what a name.
I challenge you. I throw the gauntlet.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
I throw the gauntlet down. I challenge you to watch that movie again and sit all the way through.
I have, actually. It's one of those movies I'll stop for and watch. It's like Steel Magnolias.
Okay, Steel Magnolias was a good movie.
It's like
that had funny bits.
It's like Shawshank Redemption. I'll always Shawshank stop Redemption, and watch that movie.
You cannot put Footloose in the same sentence.
A new movie,
Steel Magnolias and Shawshank Redemption.
A new movie that I'll stop and watch, Green Mile.
Green Mile's excellent.
What else will I always stop and watch?
Postman?
No, I wouldn't.
I do.
You know, Kevin Costner, you got to be in the right mood for him. I mean, I'm with everybody on you know, Dances with Wolves and everything.
It doesn't matter what where you're at in Shawshank. It could be the last 5 minutes of the
matter.
Show.
It doesn't matter. You have to watch it.
Or the first 5 minutes of the show.
That is one of the best movies ever.
Oh, look, Shawshank.
It was so good.
It was excellent. However, Footloose, not on my list. didn't even make the top 100 movies I would stop down for. And it was, I mean, I watched it the first time when I was a teenager and I enjoyed it. But then I watched it again. It's like when I was 20. That was crap.
Well, it wasn't meant to be some, you know, highly reputable Oscar-winning movie.
No, I mean, even for then, it was crap. I mean, compared to Sweet 16 and Breakfast Club.
16 Candles.
16 Candles and Breakfast Club and Some Kind of Wonderful and St. Elmo's Fire. Compared to all those movies that it was in the genre of, crap.
Okay. What about Flashdance?
I never saw Flashdance.
You've never seen Flashdance? Really? How did I not know that about you?
No, I've never seen Flashdance.
You've never seen...
I've seen the dance sequence.
Listen, I took...
I've also never seen Fame.
Fame! I'm gonna live forever! Oh my gosh!
No,
put that on Netflix. Yeah,
pretty much Footloose did it for me with the dancing movies.
No, you have to watch Flashdance.
I don't like any movies about dancing.
You have to watch, no, listen.
Also, I never saw Saturday Night Fever.
You're not missing anything. So I went
I saw the beginning of it where he walks down the street.
With the paint can. Mm-hmm. I went and got, I had a gray sweatshirt, Flashdance, okay? And I had to have that look. I already had leg warmers.
Yeah.
I already had all that. Yeah. But I took my sweatshirt and I cut off the neck, you
ruined
know,
your sweatshirt.
I cut it all out so it would hang off my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really old enough to be
hanging
walking
off
around
your shoulder
like that. Mm-mm. I mean, it was a bit sexy for like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, that's a little much.
However old I was, 15,
a little
much. I don't know. But I thought, and I had the belt. You know, remember those double slung belts with the holes into the grommets in them, the holes all the way around them, and they double
buckled?
Why are
we talking about fashion?
Because it was so cool. Because it was Flashdance, and I had my leg warmers.
Was there any more dancing movies that I didn't see?
Oh, but you're going to see them.
No.
You're going to see Flashdance.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep, you are.
No. You can rent it.
Not no, you're going to watch it.
Oh, I did see Dirty Dancing.
Fame.
I did see Dirty Dancing.
Was that worse than Footloose?
No, that was better than Footloose.
But you won't ever watch it. Nobody puts Baby in a Corner.
Because I was beat over the head with that movie.
But you liked it.
The first 50 times I saw it, yeah.
Why on earth did you watch it so many times?
My girlfriend slash future wife at the time worked at a movie rental store.
Uh-huh.
And that was always going.
Why?
It was always on. Because it was her favorite movie.
Oh. So she just played that all the time?
And I liked the music. I liked the soundtrack.
Yeah, it was a great. I had that soundtrack. That may be one of those tapes that's in my little collection in the closet up there.
Yeah. All I'm saying is, not watching Flashdance.
Oh, but you will.
No. Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right. All right, on today's show, we're going to talk about, I completely forgot. Oh, well, I'll figure it out.
You never told me, so I don't know.
I'll figure it out, I guess. Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right. 45s. We were going to talk about the 45 thread, or the 4-5 thread, whichever you choose to see it as. So I showed it to Faith, and I said, what do you think of when you see this? And she says, 6, 4, 5, 6. You see? Well, I started a forum on the thread.
But when you said, what do you think of when I say 45? I say a record.
A record. I started a forum on the thread, and the title of the forum was 4-5. The number. 4, the number. 5. And the poll, it was a poll thread. So when you open it up, there's a poll, and it says, basically, what did you think of when you first saw the title of this thread? Now, that is... And I gave some choices, okay?
Okay.
It was 45, the record, 45, the gun, okay? Or 45, the age, like 45 years old,
mm-hmm.
or 1945, okay? Because that was all I could think of at the time.
Okay.
But then when I thought about Faith, I thought, and this is too late to add it to the list, and I was right. I said, she's going to say 6. Sure enough, she said 6. And then... Charlie actually added one too. He said
45 degree angle.
So
that's so
it's
Charlie.
So interesting. It's very to me. It says a lot about your personality. Okay, if you said gun, that says a lot about your personality. If you said record, it kind of tells your age mm-hmm. and what your kind of mindset is as far as your kind of a musical kind of mindset. If it's your age, 45 years old, then I would assume that you were. Focused on age and a hard time. And if you said 1945, you're old. But nobody said that. Actually, one person voted. I don't know who it was. One person voted 1945. One person voted gun. And 7 people voted for being 45 years old. 45 years old.
Oh, okay.
And 5 people voted for recording a single track on a vinyl. A recording of a single track on a vinyl.
Well, you need the little plastic thingy to put over the...
Yeah, then there was the write-in vote of a 45-degree angle, and then there was the write-in vote of 6. So...
There you go.
6 to me says super organization. You know, what do you call it? Super organized.
I have to have things in order.
Yeah. And then the 45-degree angle, you're a geek.
Yeah, that's given.
Much, you're an engineer or a geek, and pretty much all engineers are geeks. By definition.
Oh, okay.
For the most part. So that was interesting. I think it says a lot about who you are as a person, you know, how you view the 4 and the 5. So try that on your buddies. Write down 4 and 5 and show it to them and say, what do you think of when you see this? What's the first thing that pops into your head? Is it 6? You know, I mean, you don't have to give them any choices. Just see what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, there was also a write-in vote for, I wonder what this thread's about. They didn't even think of what 45 was. They were like, you know, they went until they got inside and saw. Also, I want to give some shout-outs. Danny from Louisville, Kentucky. He joined the community this week.
I've been there.
You've been to Louisville?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a Slugger?
No.
That's what they make them there, you know.
Uh-huh, but I didn't.
I didn't get one.
I didn't care about that.
Well, then why did you go there?
Because my ex-husband's aunt lived there.
Oh. Did you slug her?
No. Oh. She was a nice lady.
Oh, okay.
We had Thanksgiving at their house like in 1990-something.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was it good? Was it pretty there? Is Louisville, Kentucky, a pretty part of Kentucky?
I honestly don't remember. Because there's
very pretty parts of Kentucky.
I honestly don't remember.
The whole state may be beautiful for all I know.
I don't know. I drove there from Texas, and I honestly remember very, very, very little about that trip. I try to block most of that stuff out.
Block most of it out. Okay, so we also want to say a big salute to Dr. Cheese.
Who?
What? What'd you say?
Who?
What?
Dr. Cheese?
Dr. Cheese.
Doctor.
Dr. Cheese.
Who's that?
He's a guy. He just joined the network, and he's on the Ning side, the social side, so far. Anyway, that's where he is. And he does videos. He does like puppets, you know, and they're very funny.
Cool.
I have to sign in. Hold on.
Well, that's interesting. Sorry. He does puppet videos.
Yeah, and they're funny.
Like for children or adults?
Well, you can decide.
Oh, okay.
They're kind of for kids, but I think most of the jokes will go over the kids' heads.
Oh, okay. I like puppets. They're funny.
What'd I do wrong?
You can't go wrong with Elmo and, you know, Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy. Right? Cookie Monster. He's my favorite.
Grover. Cookie Monster is your favorite?
Grover. He's sweet. Wow. You know, when he comes flying and he always crashes into them. Is that just me? Because I watch Sesame Street every day.
Super Grover. That's not regular Grover.
Super Grover.
All right. Well, he posted three videos that he's done. And there, I have to say, the sound quality is not great.
Okay.
I mean, the writing is good. The idea he's doing is great. The writing is good. The sound quality, and you can tell he's like limited. He only has one camera. And he's obviously not using a very good mixer, you know, computer mixer type of thing. So the timing is a little off, but I'm not going to make any more excuses for him because I feel like I have to because it's such a good, it's so funny. It cracked me up several times. So let's listen to see. Just listen to it a little bit. Now, you're missing something because you're not seeing the visual. So you need to go to the website.
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Dr. Cheese.
You need to go to the website and kind of look because it's very on purpose cheesy. Dr. Cheese. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome to a very special Dr. Cheese experience. Today's show, The Search for Eternal Truth. The Search for Jesus.
And that was a puppet talking.
Yeah, I figured that.
This is funny.
To find out who Jesus was, I did what all great journalists of the past have done to uncover the truth. I asked some random people. The first was Perfecto Sanchez.
This is another puppet.
Yeah, thank you.
Perfecto. Who is Jesus?
Oh, Jesus is my cousin. He's an excellent soccer player.
What? He's your cousin?
Si, he's muy bueno en soccer. A champion or something.
Jesus is a champion soccer player?
Si, he also make excellent pancakes.
Pancakes? Really? Is that in the Bible? I don't remember Jesus making pancakes in the Bible.
Oh, he doesn't make them in the Bible. He makes them at Uncle Andy's house of pancakes.
Uncle Andy's? You mean over on St. Charles Avenue?
See, his pancakes are second to none, and he makes infamous crepes.
Crepes?
Oh, yummy. They're lighter, light pancakes. Oh. They're like thin.
Hold on.
Swedish.
How come you never make crepes?
I do for me.
Oh.
You don't like pancakes.
I might like crepes.
I doubt it. Put
Jesus
fruit on them.
Uncle Andy.
And cream.
I'm not a big fruit eater for breakfast.
I don't know. You're weird.
I put bananas on my cereal.
Is banana really considered a real fruit?
Now, I know I'm weird. But am I weird because I don't like fruit
for
breakfast? Why
don't you like to have pancakes? What's wrong with you?
They're syrupy.
Well, yeah, that's the point.
But then you make your fingers sticky.
Well, you don't eat them with your hands. You eat them you use a fork and a knife, and you cut them, and
wait,
then
just
you
a
take
second.
A little
I would
bite.
Like, no, you need to reword that, ma'am. You use a what?
A fork.
That's better. Okay, let's not be so violent with that word, okay? Good grief. sticking me with that word.
His house of pancakes? See, Jesus Christ? Jesus Cristo? Oh no, my cousin, Jesus Emil Rodriguez Sanchez. Oh, so Jesus Christ doesn't work at Uncle Andy's house of pancakes. No, at least not making pancakes. Maybe saving souls. I hear he does that.
So this goes on. I mean, I would love to play the whole thing, but we'd be asleep because okay. We're tired. But and besides that, you would miss the whole visual.
Yeah, you gotta have the visual. Go check out the visual.
So go check out the visual. It's at mountofministries.org, and then just click on social website and click on Dr. Cheese.
I've never been there to the social website. That is. Should I not admit that on air?
Probably not a good idea.
And I don't even know, is it different than the regular one?
We're plugging.
That's like
Lucy coming on and saying, I never eat the Vegemite. You know what I mean? Or Vegemite.
Vitaviz.
Yeah, she had too much of that stuff. Yes?
Jill has that sign on her wall.
Yes.
What was I saying?
I don't have any idea.
Oh yeah, the social thing. I've been out to the regular one,
the forum.
The forum. But yeah. I don't even know how to go out to the social one.
You just go to mouthministries.org and you hit social network.
Oh, I didn't know there was a little thing for that.
That's where all the videos are. You can post music and videos and pictures and all that stuff.
Interesting.
People's blogs are there. Huh. So.
Okay, well, go there, people. Go. It's supposed to be really good.
It's cool. It's fun.
Yeah.
You can leave comments for each other. You can vote on videos as your favorite. You can comment on videos and as you're watching them without interrupting them. So that's really cool. There you go. You can go check out Dr. Cheese.
All righty.
All right.
Go do that.
I would if I were you. Did you know in February of 1865, there was no full moon? It's the only month in recorded history without a full moon.
Why wasn't there a full moon?
I didn't actually look up to find out why.
Well, you're telling us there wasn't. You couldn't find out why.
I just thought it was interesting that there was.
I guess find out why.
It was a short month that it happened to fall in the right frame so that there wouldn't be one.
Well, go find out why.
Well, I ain't got time right now. Golly, you see what I'm about to put up with?
Tease me with information and then you don't give me all the information.
Beat me down. So let's talk about luck.
There is no such thing as luck.
There's no such thing as luck?
I don't think so.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty sure.
Or is God in the luck? Do you know they drew lots to replace Judah?
Yeah. But that's not luck. God knew.
Right. But what's the difference between luck and drawing lots?
Well, luck means that it's just
luck of the draw.
It's just pure chance. There's nothing that has any control over what you're going to pick. But God always has control over who's going to get picked or what's going to happen.
But doesn't luck say that there is something guiding what's going to happen?
I think luck takes that out. I've always looked at luck as being just pure chance, that nothing...
Good luck or bad luck?
There's nothing out there that has an effect on what is happening. That's luck.
So you wouldn't
say... I look at it differently. I look at it as there is...
So you wouldn't say you were lucky?
No, I'd say you're blessed.
And if somebody was going for a job interview, you wouldn't say good luck?
I don't say luck very much anymore. I've kind of taken that out of my vocabulary.
Yeah, I have too, but it's been hard.
Yeah.
Because I was said it for so long. So what do you say instead?
Is there going for their, I'll pray for you.
Do you pray for them?
Uh-huh, right, immediately.
Yeah, because if you don't pray for them immediately, the devil does this neat little trick where he puts you
forget.
Gets you busy.
Yeah, you have to pray immediately after you tell them.
So if you're going to tell somebody, I'll pray for you, pray for them right now. Yeah. When I go to the prayer form, I actually pray as I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know, as I read it. As I read it, I pray, and then I type it.
Yeah.
I pray before I type it.
That's good. That's the way to do it.
So
no, I don't say goodbye.
If you would like us to pray for you, you can send a comment to comments@twoblindsquirrels.com, or you can go to the forums. There's an entire thread there, and you can have a lot of people pray for you.
Sure.
Put in your prayer
more
request there.
The better.
put in your prayer request there, and the community will pray for you. Ruth Ann actually is the shepherd of that forum, and our elder of that forum. I get confused in my own terms. Anyway, I think she's the elder of that forum. Okay. She's the minister. That's what it is. She's the prayer minister. Thank you. Thank you. I remembered what it was. She's the prayer minister. So she kind of keeps things organized, and even if nobody else will, she will make sure that, you know, even if you post it like 12 o'clock at midnight on Sunday.
Oh, is she going to check?
She will. Yeah. She checks every 15 minutes.
Even when she's sleeping?
Oh, yeah. She wakes. She has an alarm that goes off.
Yeah.
Every 15 minutes while she's sleeping, she gets up and makes sure that nobody. Actually,
she
has the forum set up to the alarm in her room. So that if somebody posts on the forum in the prayer thread, it actually dings a bell in her room.
How annoying would that be?
Her husband's not very happy about this.
You know
this.
What? I love y'all and everything, but no.
You wouldn't go that far?
No. And Brad's got this stupid thing on his phone.
What's wrong with my phone?
Ding. He's got like a grandfather clock. He has a grandfather clock on his Trio.
Yes.
Ding.
No, he doesn't ding. It dongs. Well, it dings on the half hour it dongs on the hour.
Dong, dong.
No, it doesn't. Dong. No, it just does it once.
6 o'clock and all is well. That's what I have to do every time I hear it. 6:30 and all is well. It's annoying.
But it doesn't. It only works. It stops at 10 o'clock.
I am not at Meemaw's house. I do not need to be told what time it is.
I tried to find one that ticked.
I'm not at your dad's house where I have to listen to tick, 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 tick. I am at home. Where I can look at the clock and read it.
You're very violent in your voice today. It's like, tick, 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 fork.
It's annoying.
It's duck, duck, goose.
No.
Not tick, 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 fork. It's like very aggressive. Your whole demeanor.
Sorry.
It's Friday.
Sorry.
Relax. Do you need to go out?
I
should take you out.
I think so.
We're going out on a date.
Okay.
Hey, you know what I want to see?
What?
I want to see Iron Man. What's that movie you wanted to see?
Maid of Honor.
Maid of Honor.
And you know what we both want to see?
What's that?
Indiana Jones.
That's you know what else?
I know. But you know what else I want to see?
What?
Chronicles of Narnia.
Yeah.
And you that's know what else we both want to see?
Oh, bro.
I don't know. I forgot.
Me and Helen want to see Speed Racer.
I don't think that's appropriate for her. I think it's too old.
We probably won't see it.
It's too old for her, but you did see Nim's Island, and she loved it.
That movie was very good. It was very good.
And they explained it every second of it to me.
We told Faith the entire movie.
Oy.
That was fun.
Uh-huh.
We enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's fun for them. You know what it's like when somebody tells you about something they saw?
And you start going, but you're about 5 minutes into it, you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah. And she was so excited about it. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, please don't tell me anymore. I can't take it. She was so excited. And Brad was more excited than she was.
I was just enjoying being excited with her.
Yeah, I was like,
okay. It was a cool movie, though.
I got that from the entire replay I got.
Well, I was going expecting a very non.
Yeah, you didn't expect it to be good.
Yeah, it probably wasn't that great of a movie if you go expecting it to be great.
Yeah.
But I went with such low expectations.
You were pleasantly surprised.
Anything better than iCarly would have been a surprise, you know.
Oh, funny.
So, yeah, it was good.
I think that's all that was coming out that we wanted to see. Oh, yeah, but Iron Man. I'll go see Iron Man with you.
Really?
You'll see McDreamy with me in Maid of Honor.
Okay, if you won't call him that, it will help the entire. Because I'm not going to watch somebody called McDreamy with you on my date night. If you want to have a date with McDreamy, then go have a date with McDreamy. I'm McDreamy. Brad McDreamy. Date night.
Brad McSteamy.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, baby.
That's what I'll call you.
What
instead.
You doing?
He's Brad McSteamy.
That's right. That's me.
That's you. It's your new name.
Brad McSteamy.
Instead of Brad McDaddy, it's Brad McSteamy on the microphone. Oh, wait, that doesn't really go.
That doesn't really work.
It needs to be. Well, I'm not going to.
What?
Well, it needs to have like slower music, but that's not appropriate.
Oh, no, that's not appropriate.
McDaddy with the microphone. Bring it on home in the howl.
Brad McDaddy.
Yeah, that rocks.
Yeah.
You got to love that.
Yeah.
I miss Tim, though. I don't have to play
Tim.
I'm
not going to say a word here.
Not that. I mean his jingle.
Now, here's the squirrel that Juno has. Deep spiritual thoughts and lots of pizzazz.
But, you know, there's no Chaz.
It's Chaz.
So. Anyway.
Sorry.
Happy Friday, everybody. We're out. Peace.
Peace to your mother.
Peace to your mother. We're going to go out on a date. And then we'll go see Maid of Honor, as long as Faith promises not to use that term for the co-star or star or whatever it is.
That's just his name and Grey's Anatomy. That's all. That's what they call him.
But you think he is, because you always say it like you think he is.
He has been... I have known him since he was in movies in the 80s.
So? Is that just some kind saying. Of excuse?
Yeah.
You knew him first?
Yeah.
So
you can call him whatever I want.
Okay. All right.
I'll call you McSteamy.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. All right. Well, you better go off air for all that.
Yeah. Yeah, babies. I go off air for all that. Now, you guys have a great weekend. And I will see you back here. Me and Faith will see you back here bright and early next Monday morning.
Brad, I'll see you back here, you know, because it's really just Brad. I mean, it's really, I'm just here.
What? Didn't we
have It's really mostly just Brad because he's got first billing and all, you know, since he made that statement earlier in the week that he would see first billing.
Yeah, I got to have first billing, but first billing is squat without second billing. I mean, if you're just by yourself, then you got no subordinates. You got nobody under you.
Yeah. Then you just, see how you're first to me? I'm a subordinate.
I like this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait. We got a voicemail. We forgot to play. Oh, we can't do that. We got to play it.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. I'm watching your show or listening. I don't watch it. That's weird. Listening.
Well, you could watch it. It'd be pretty boring.
Yeah.
You're just staring at your iPod. Oh, look. The Blind Squirrels. Just stare at the iPod. And you got to put the things in your ears and take a listen. That's just my advice.
To the show about the letter C and how pointless it is. And I would just like to say that you were talking about church and how it's necessary in church in the International Phonetic Alphabet, also known as IPA, since Brad loves shortening things. Oh.
There's an international... Wait, what did she say?
Phonetic alphabet.
There's an international phonetic alphabet? Does that start... Wait, what did she say?
International phonetic, as in phonics, phonetic alphabet. I'm writing it down.
Alphabet, also known as IPA.
That doesn't make any sense.
IPA.
It should be IFA.
It's P is phonetic.
Wait, you mean phonetic is not spelled phonetically?
Oh, good Lord. P-H.
Seriously, they picked a word called defined by.
Yes.
The way things sound.
Anti-phonetics.
And they spelled it with a PH.
Anti-phonetics, yeah.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Okay, well, can we finish the call?
No. I'm done.
Sorry.
The International Phonetic Alphabet is IPA.
Yeah.
I'm out. That's the stupid...
Since Brad loves shortening things. Oh, wait, he doesn't.
Was that a slam? Is my dander up because of the phonetic thing, or was that a slam?
I think that was. I think she just poked you in the eye a little bit.
Ch sound is made by putting it the T symbol next to the sh symbol. There's a sh symbol. And
no, I'm not. I don't want to add symbols. What's wrong with you people? I'm not trying to add anything.
He can't even spell with the letters he has.
Why do we must be complicating everything?
Okay, keep going.
All you got to do is replace the C with the K. C with the K. K with a C. Church would be spelled K-H-U-R-K-H.
That didn't even make any sense.
What do you mean? What do you mean? It makes perfect sense. It's perfectly sense, football. It makes much more sense to spell it phonetically with a PH. Or are we using inventing letters to take the place of CH?
Okay, can we please finish the call? I want to hear what she has to say.
Don't whine. There's no whine. You know why there's no whining in podcasting? Because there's no whining in podcasting.
You make me tired.
So the C is not necessary at all in the phonetic alphabet. So we should just make a sh symbol or steal the phonetic alphabet one, and then we won't need the C at all. Of course, then you're adding an extra letter. It's a sh letter. So
sh, did she say the sh letter?
Like S-H? Is that what she's saying?
Yeah, she's saying you're adding the sh letter.
And putting
get,
a T.
Then you got to add a T and you get
ch. T-S-H. Ch.
So if you add a, you have a sh letter.
Yeah, you're such a child. Oh, man. T-S-H.
So then you add, then you add a T.
You just made the word a heck of a lot longer.
So you have,
church.
You have a
T-S-H-U-R-T-S-H.
And you add an I and then you add a T. And that's what you have, and then you have what I think about this entire business.
I don't know if you really win anything by that. Okay, that's all I had to say, I think. Okay, bye.
I'm going to cut that out. That's all I have to say, I think. Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's good. Keep that.
I'm going to keep that one. I'm
keeping that. The IPA.
IFA.
Okay, is that what you're calling it?
I'm inventing a new one. The International... No, you know, IRFA, the International Real Phonetic Alphabet. And I'm inventing all new letters.
You know where I'm going?
All new letters.
You know where I'm going?
Bed?
No. I really.
Okay, where are you going?
You make me tired.
That's what I meant. You're going to bed.
No, I'm going to IHOP, where the letters actually stand for
what they mean.
Yeah, I mean, they mean what I don't know.
Because if you go there, you'll hop up and down, and I have good the food.
No, I'll have pancakes.
International House of Pancakes,
and but they I can have a lot get more. I can get pancakes that are from Sweden or from Belgium.
Belgium doesn't make pancakes; they make waffles.
Whatever.
I happen to know this.
Yeah, but you can get pancakes that are Swedish.
No, because those are crepes or creeps.
That's or a crepes. Form of a pancake. That's a form of a pancake.
No, it's a separate thing.
No, it's a form of a pancake.
No, a crepe is not a pancake. No, it's not a separate thing.
It's a crepe.
It's got an E in it. How can it be crepe? It's got an E.
Oh, dear Lord have mercy.
It's C-R-E-P-E. That is spelled, but you should. It should be K-R-E-P-E. Seriously, I'm going to end the show or get a divorce. So I think I'm going to end the show.
Coupon squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8 it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.